Mormon Apostle Jeffrey R. Holland released a statement Monday withdrawing a story he shared at a recent training event for newly called church leaders. KUER's Lee Hale reports.
Elder Holland serves in the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, a top governing body for the LDS Church, and he is known for his storytelling. When speaking at the church's biannual general conference, he typically opens his remarks with an anecdote, often something shared with him secondhand.
Not long ago, a single sister whom I will call.
And so, speaking to newly called mission presidents back in June, Holland shared another inspiring story. It involved a young man from Idaho serving a proselyting mission in California. While going door to door, the young missionary happened upon a relative of his estranged older brother, who had cut himself off from his family and the Mormon church. With time, his faith is rekindled, and he reconnects with his parents and siblings. In a statement released Monday, Holland says he told the story as he heard it from a friend of the family, but the family of the two brothers soon contacted him to say it wasn't completely true. Although the estranged brother had returned to his faith and family, he did so in Idaho, and not by a chance encounter with a missionary sibling. The story, published in Deseret News, was removed, and Holland requested it no longer be shared.
I think there's a tendency on the part of everyone to embellish stories, particularly if they're very good stories, and this story was beautiful.
Fiona Givens is a Mormon writer and speaker, and while she says this isn't strictly a Mormon issue, there is a tendency in church culture to gravitate towards difficult-to-believe, sensational stories. And there is a risk when those stories come from church leaders, especially someone as well-trusted as Elder Holland.
Which is why it was so necessary for Elder Holland to say, no, I've received more detail about the story from his immediate family, and this is not the case.
Givens says she was impressed to see Holland own the mistake as he did, and hopes to see many more examples of this in the future, because this is surely not the last time a story too good to be true ends up being exactly that. Lee Hale, KUER News.